In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Oil and gas opponents have a new campaign to increase Colorado's drilling setbacks. CPR's Sam Brash reports they hope to get the proposal on November's ballot.
The measure mirrors an initiative that failed in 2018. It would ask voters to approve a 2,500-foot buffer between occupied structures and new oil and gas wells. And Lee Foster is one of the activists behind the effort.
We feel it is our duty to continue to fight to protect our children and our homes, and therefore we will not give up now.
But it won't be easy getting the proposal before voters. The group needs almost 125,000 valid signatures by early August, and it hopes to get many of them over the internet, which Governor Polis allowed due to the pandemic. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
RTD bus drivers say the agency is not yet ready to safely collect fares. Since RTD waived fares back in April, most people have been boarding through the rear door of buses to try to curb the spread of COVID-19. RTD plans to start charging for rides again next week. Lance Loganbon is president of the Drivers Union. He wants RTD to require passengers to wear masks.
If everybody wears a mask, we're all protected. If one person gets on the bus without a mask, that bus is potentially contaminated.
RTD says it can't enforce a mask requirement, but it will hand out free masks to passengers. This is CPR News at 3:06.